Where in the world did you read it?
Oh, I remember this. I was on the scene at the time. I did not know the detail as you relate them, but I don't know how newspaper people hear about stuff.
Sure.
I guess it's like a, in some respects, like a woman's bridge club or something. Everybody's talking about whatever they heard about most recently.
Yeah.
Now, you play, I guess, not as much as before. That's, you know, I got a little, another little story. Bill McBrearty, did you know him? He's a lawyer in Detroit.
Yeah.
Otis Smith said that he's 89 and he has trouble every so often on the tennis court. He'll get a little dizzy spell or something and fall over, and they'll call the paramedics. And he said, "Get the hell out of here. Let's get on with the game," you know, as soon as he wakes up. So, if you need a role model, there's one at 89.
Well, he's got me beat on age. I don't know how we'd compare on tennis. Mine's gone to hell on the handbasket.
Don't give up.
I'll try not to.
I got some arthritis, and I don't let it take my pills. I wanted to ask you a pretty serious question about that I put to just all the former justices, and it's about judicial selection in Michigan. Now, you have been through the process in the state framework and in the federal, and you have been appointed and you've run.
Yeah.
And in the federal, you had a...
appointment is a lot easier than running.
Okay. You had a testy confirmation process, though. What wisdom can you give us in people in the future about the right way to pick appellate court judges? Do you think Michigan has an acceptable system? A lot of people don't think it's very good. You know what I'm talking about, the fact.
Oh yeah, I know. I know a lot about. I've been through a lot about the process of choosing or appointing justices. I guess I have well, it's a hard thing to talk about. I've been elected to a judgeship. I have been appointed to a judgeship. I don't know which is right. I don't think there is any such thing as a final answer to that that question. I think in my younger days, I got quite a kick out of running. I kind of liked the campaign feature. And I had people who believed in me who participated in the campaigns and who, a couple of people, one of them was Johnny Penzack, another one was Norval Mueller, who just sort of gave their lives for a while to promoting my candidacy. And
Penzack, I know that name. What? Who's Johnny Penzack? P-E-N-C-Z-A-K, wasn't it?
Well, that's right. That is Johnny.
Was he just an attorney?
No, he wasn't an attorney. I don't think he ever was an attorney.
Just a real enthusiastic friend, was he? Or?
Yeah, a very enthusiastic friend and campaigner. Mm-hmm. And Norval Mueller, the same thing was true. I don't think he was a lawyer.
N-O-R-V-I-L-L-E, Norval?
V-A-L.
V-A-L.
Mm-hmm. I believe. They just were factotums in a campaign situation, and they did everything that needed to be done, and they did it well.
Well, you had amazing electoral success in one election there, it seems to me, when you ran against some judge from Jackson, and you won better than 2-1, or maybe it was 3-1. Do you remember that? Simpson.
Simpson.
Remember Jed Simpson?
Yeah.